Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 528.
On Now You Know. So Grok Expert now shows images in responses. I thought that was cool to know about.
Wow.
If you haven't been using Grok, try it.
And these are real images from the internet. These are not, right. It doesn't generate them.
Right. Kind of like when you Google something, it's good to get pictures.
Wow.
Elon reposted Tesla Energy that said 12.5 gigawatt hours of energy storage deployed in Q3.
Wow. So this chart that Tesla posted, it's kind of hard to read because the shades of green are very hard to distinguish. But if you look closely, you can see that so far in the first three quarters of 2025, Tesla has deployed more batteries than all four quarters of 2024.
Yep.
And so this is going to be as you can see, it's already a record year for energy deployment.
That's right. That line's going to get bigger.
That's what she said.
Tesla robotaxi riders noticed over this weekend that robotaxi routes are no longer blue. They're now gold.
Now, this may not seem like a big deal, but could this be to match the Cybercab?
What do you guys think? Share your thoughts below. Thanks to Ground News for sponsoring this episode.
U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating Tesla due to failures of door handles on 2021 Tesla Model Y vehicles, which have been linked to issues with their low voltage batteries.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this, and the story might look completely different.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time, they show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Follow the story at ground.news/NYK. You'll see how uneven the coverage really is.
Out of over 240 reporting sources Ground News analyzed, almost all of it comes from left-leaning outlets.
Now take a look at these two headlines, one from the right and one from the left. Just a single word can completely shift the framing and lead readers to see the story in completely different ways.
This is exactly the partisan spin that fuels public division. When news is filtered through political lenses, it's almost impossible to get the full story, and the result is more outrage, more confusion, and more conflict.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from the echo chambers and see the full picture, and we knew our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on stories that we bring you guys, to their blind spot feed that surfaces other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan that we've been using every day.
That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded, and we know it'll do the same for you. So on Saturday morning, Elon posted this. Last-minute bug cropped up with version 14. Release is pushed to Monday, but that gives us time to add a few more features. So we're talking about FSD version 14, which I think that means should be coming tomorrow.
He's usually saying 2 weeks, so this is actually pretty good.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wasn't expecting it till November, so this is great.
All right.
Tomorrow morning.
Until they find another bug.
But more features.
I know. I'm excited. I don't know what they are.
I mean, it's weird to be looking forward to Monday morning. And then Elon posted this. Tesla Optimus learning Kung Fu.
Show me.
Thank you.
That's a fun like AI video. What is that? Like a Velo 4 or something like that?
No, no, that's real.
That's real?
As Devin Olson posted, teleoperated or AI powered.
And Elon said AI, not teleoperated.
Yeah, so this is not like some guy in the background doing the kung fu. This is the robot doing the kung fu. Massimo said solving Rubik's cubes while juggling them. So this is real. You know, I can't do this, but this kid can.
And Elon said this will be a good test for Optimus.
What?
So, okay, wait a minute. What? They're actually learning kung fu?
Optimus is learning kung fu. Yeah, Ashok Goswami said just the beginning. Once the AI models for self-driving and Optimus unify, it's going to be fire. It's a great time to join the Tesla AI team to work on the coolest products on the planet.
And then Tesla Yoda said, hold on, if Optimus version 3 has the FSD model, wouldn't it be able to sit in the driver's seat of any regular car and make it drive, like you and I?
And Elon said, probably. And to clarify, Elon said, unify in architecture, not in details. The parameters slash activations will be different. What did he mean by that?
In other words, Optimus and the cars will share high-level architecture, but there will still be distinct parameters and activations for each application's unique requirements.
Okay. And let's be clear, this Kung Fu Optimus post was to attract world-class engineers. We're going to discuss that more on Patreon bonus stories today, so please join us. And this is only version 2 of Optimus. Elon went on to say Optimus version 3 is something special. And Holmar's catalog said, Tesla has been extremely secretive about Optimus. They have not shown the latest version 3 design at all. While everyone else in the industry is peacocking to impress social media spectators and gullible investors, they have their heads down.
Robert Scoble said, it's true. Elon told me last night that we have only seen version 2 of Optimus. He also told me that Optimus 3 will be next level.
Yeah, so this is not version 3 that we're seeing doing kung fu. This is version 2.
Okay.
And it's still impressing me.
So when will my Cybertruck be able to learn kung fu? That would be really cool.
All right, so if you've been thinking about getting an electric lawnmower, but you've held off because they're kind of expensive.
Well, you might want to head over to our Now Let's Review YouTube channel and check out our review of the Wild Badger 18-inch electric mower.
We've been using electric lawnmowers for years now, so we know all the features and the things to look for.
Battery life, ruggedness, weight, blade changing.
You name it, we mow it.
We won't reveal the Wild Badger's price here. You'll have to watch the review to find out, but let's just say you're probably going to be pleasantly surprised.
Will it handle your lawn's needs?
You're just a click or two away from finding out over on our Now Let's Review channel.
And if you haven't really thought about electric lawnmowers,
I'm happy with my stinky pull cord gas engine mower. I don't mind cleaning the carburetor and breathing in gas fumes and having to wear hearing protection while I mow.
Do yourself a favor. Get an electric lawnmower. You'll thank us. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And if you've been waiting for Starlink Mini to go on sale,
Starlink just posted Starlink Mini is portable and connects in minutes, providing high-speed internet wherever your adventure takes you. Now $299, $200 off the standard price for the mini kit in the US.
So this might be the time to do it.
Nice.
All right, it's time for Patreon bonus stories. Today on Patreon, we got more stories like new code has been found for the new Model Y variant. Ooh. We're going to tell you about that.
And don't forget your chance to win a Tesla Model Y front cooler in our sixth giveaway this summer.
So join us today, and thank you to all our wonderful patrons. We'll see you over on Patreon. We're back from our Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout-outs. These are the people that keep this show's lights on.
Thank you so much to Ivan.
Adam S.
David Gillette.
Jesus Martinez.
And Widget North.
Thank you so much, guys. We wouldn't have the lights on without you. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And Aubrey Strobel said, not sure who my mom thinks I am. This was the posting.
Are you busy?
Why?
I need you to reach out to Elon for me.
And Elon responded. He said, your mom has a question? Oh my God, he replied to you.
Cool. Tell him I've always wanted to take Dad to one of the rocket launches in Texas. Is there any way we can see the one on the 13th?
Elon said, yes, public viewing of Starship is easy from South Padre Island, and the view is excellent. Also, the rocket factory and launch towers are right by a public highway.
Elon went on to say that Netflix is deliberately choosing to pay people to create sexualized content for children. Freedom of speech should be respected, but this is paid speech. Netflix is going out of their way and reaching into their wallet to push this. Elon said it is so rare as to be shocking in recent years to see a straight white man as the hero, not counting movies based on comic books created last century or made by Tom Cruise. And then he posted this and said, funniest thread I've seen in a while. The minds of youth are easily corrupted, which is why the corrupt ply their propaganda to the youth. Konstantin Kassin said, a man called Jihad has gone on a murder spree on a synagogue, and two respected, neutral, and balanced recent BBC stalwarts would like you to believe the problem is right-wing journalists. You really, really, really don't hate the media enough.
Elon said, reality is far more bizarre than fiction.
Tommy Robinson posted, thanks to Elon, the world can follow the state of British tyranny. 12 million views. Your secret courts are secret no more, Keir Starmer.
Clay Thompson said, literally though, without X, the entire West would be completely captured by authoritarian rule at this point.
Elon said, buying this platform has caused me enormous pain, but it had to be done to strengthen the pillars holding up the Western civilization. Elon said, we are improving the truth-seeking ability of Grok. There is so much propaganda out there that it is harder than it may seem. James Stevenson said, few know Elon has a custom keyboard built just to reply on X.
And Elon said, true. Yes. Wow. Exactly. Absolutely. Spot on. 100%. Bullseye. Crying laughing emoji.
Stephen Sullivan said, he's not developing the product of Hyperloop himself, but I wish, my favorite of all of his ideas.
Elon said, the Boring Company will make Hyperloop real. Long tunnels are a necessary precursor.
Elon then posted, Macro Hard, the much stronger AI equivalent of that other software company.
Microsoft.
And then this post about Grokopedia, Elon said, version 0.1 early beta of Grokopedia will be published in 2 weeks. So what's that date?
October 19th.
Ooh.
Pretty cool.
I mean, it's only 0.1, but still, it could be better than what we're finding, right? All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Philip again. I think this must be my sixth supercharger review on our road trip from Belgium through Germany down to the heel of Italy. And then we took the boat to Croatia. And after a stay in Croatia, we are on the way back home and now in Slovenia, in Ljubljana, in the capital of Slovenia. It's a very nice city to visit. This is a supercharger with 16 stalls of the newest version, and it's very well situated near to a shopping center where you can eat, drink and shop around. One negative point here is that there are some cars like this very old non-electric Mercedes is taking a spot of a Tesla rider or any other EV. And I give this 8 out of 10. Now you know. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can check them all out and you can upload your own. So head on over to nowyouknowchannel.com.
All right. And what do we got for new superchargers in the world? I think we have 3 pages today.
All right. We got number 134 in Australia, the 4-stall version 4 in Maryborough, West Queensland.
The 3-stall version 4 in Qinghongdao, China.
The 4-stall in Tianshu, China.
The 4-stall in Aksu, China.
The 3-stall in Denzhou, China.
The 2-stall in Taizhou, China.
The 4-stall in Tianshu, China.
The 3-stall in Guiyang, China.
The 3-stall in Zhangzhou, China.
The other 3-stall in Guiyang, China.
The 3-stall in Langfang, China.
The 4-stall in Changchun, China.
An expansion from 8 to 20 stalls in Burtonwood, UK.
The 8-stall version 4 in Wiesbaden, Germany.
Redwood City, California is now getting 500 kilowatt version 4 cabinets for Cybertrucks.
The 8-stall version 4 in Wernitz, Germany.
The 3-stall version 4 in Weifang, China.
The 3-stall version 4 in Maishan, China.
The 2-stall in Kashgar, China.
The 6-stall in Nanjing, China.
The 2-stall in Guangzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Wuxi, China.
The 3-stall in Langfang, China.
Number 50 in Austria, the 8-stall version 4 in Einstadt, Austria.
The 3-stall in Beijing, China.
An expansion from 16 to 28 stalls in Vendenheim, France.
The 32-stall version 4 in Burkak, Norway.
The 16-stall in Wickenburg, Arizona.
Number 263 in Canada is the 24-stall version 4 in Etobicoke, Ontario.
Number 58 in Arizona, the 12-stall version 4 in Tucson.
Number 104 in Pennsylvania is the 16-stall in Tannersville.
Number 596 in California, the 8-stall version 4 in Inglewood.
The 3-stall in Tianjin, China.
Number 2417 in China, the 3-stall in Nantong, China.
Number 40 in Tennessee is the 8-stall in Maryville, Tennessee.
Number 158 in Norway, the 12-stall in Eidfjord, Norway.
Number 292 in Germany is the 8-stall in Heisich-Lichtenau, Germany.
The 8-stall version 4 in Lincoln, UK.
Number 88 in Sweden is the 8-stall in Storuman, Sweden.
An expansion from 4 to 8 stalls in Pécs, Hungary.
Number 205 in the UK is the 8-stall version 4. It's an on-the-move in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, UK.
Number 11 in Romania, the 12-stall version 4 in Timișoara, Romania.
And number 98 in New Jersey, number 2,817 in the United States, and 7,792 in the world. And also the 73,979th stall worldwide is the 16-stall version 4 in Riverdale, New Jersey.
Almost 74,000 stalls. So when you're pulled into a supercharger stall, just know that there's 74,000 other stalls you could be at. Wow. That's crazy to think about. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Now you know.